This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't even know what the Browns quarterback situation is going to look like tomorrow.
It's definitely a little hairy, my friend.
Do we have one healthy quarterback?
Snoop Huntley.
I mean, they're not going to play Flacco, right?
Nope, he's not playing in this one. They already announced that he was out. Pickett is still dealing with the hamstring issue. Dylan Gabriel still has the hamstring issue. Shedeur Sanders now dealing with the oblique issue, which means one quarterback is standing. That's Tyler Huntley.
All right, let's do this just for a moment, because I do want to talk about this story that broke. Neotrans put it out there, and then as Daryl Ryder's already has react from the Browns on this thing. But a law firm representing the Haslam Sports Group was notified by the state's aviation administrator that a permit application for building the new Huntington Bank Field in Brook Park near Hopkins was denied. They got a certified letter on August 1st to let them know that. So it sounds like both sides are working through it. It appears that within this letter that it extends into the air navigation zone by 58 feet, which is like, I know we were just kind of doing a little bit of research on it, and very little. It's a five-story building, too
tall. We are not architects. No. We are not city planners. I am far closer to Art Vandelay than I am to anything else going on here.
Just on the surface, though, Dan, and to me, this just seems like it's a boil on the backside of the Browns or a pimple. Sounds like it's going to be a pimple. I hope it's just a pimple, because the last thing I want to see is having to maybe see the Browns have to play more road games or... I mean, if they have to stay in the stadium for another year, I
mean... It makes me wonder if that's where it's headed.
Everyone's got to hug and kiss, though, for them to play for another year,
that'll
right?
That'll be the tough part is, you know, having to go back to the city and go, hey,
We want to rent your... time? Can we rent your building for another year? And then the city be like, oh, sure. And then, like...
Give you an insane number to rent that stadium for another year because you're sending them back a year.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Jeff. He's an architect in St. Louis. Jeff, tell me, is this a boil or do we need surgery?
I think it's making a mountain out of a molehill.
There we go. That's what I want to hear. Okay.
Yeah, no, this is something that they'll work out. And if the Browns design staff has been working with the Federal Aviation Administration, they've been working with a number of aviation experts. I'm sure they have a pretty good idea of what they can do. It'll probably just be a matter. It might even be just a matter of educating the state aviator. A lot of times people look at codes and don't fully understand them. And by the time they do a thorough investigation, they discover it won't be an issue after all. I think they're more likely to reach resolution at this of the stadium in its current location rather than moving it, because you do have dominoes that fall when you change the location. The reason that the stadium is situated or planned to be situated where it is can be due to a number of different factors, some of which are like soils conditions, others could be utilities.
It might be, yeah. So I guess they caught a couple of breaks, especially with electricity, because of the way the electricity is set up out there. I've been told this, that the Browns caught like some major breaks with that. But you kind of also have to wonder what that soil looks like after, you know, they were building cars on it for all those years, right? I wonder. Well, I mean, is it a big deal?
Can,
you tell
it
me.
It can be what the soil. It can be also what. Yeah, that will happen with the, as far as cleanup goes, and that's an environmental issue.
Okay.
But really, the type of soil that's underneath the ground does greatly affect a building. If you have for instance, if you have a soil that has a lot of clay content that expands and contracts with depending upon the amount of moisture, that's undesirable. You get rid of it or you dig deeper. And so this could be just a matter of maybe a little bit of digging deeper and adjusting the limits, the height limits. I think they'll resolve this.
Thanks, Jeff.
Right, so I got to believe, hang on. Digging deep.
Can we be honest? Isn't our current stadium built on garbage? It's a landfill.
Valid.
I mean,
that's valid.
We got an airport that's built on garbage too. I mean,
yeah, because my question was, if there was some kind of ordinance that was like you can only dig X amount down. So at least Jeff's saying there in St. Louis, who's an architect, saying, hey, that might not be the case. They might be able to just dig this thing deeper and it'll resolve itself, which hopefully is the answer, because that seems the path of least resistance.
Yeah, again, we're talking about a story that just broke. Ken Pendergrass broke it with Neo Trans talking about, and that's his blog. The new Browns Stadium denied ODOT aviation permit. I also thought it was interesting that he said that the part about this that I think is interesting is the FAA has signed off on all of it, right? According to Peter John Baptiste from the Browns, the Haslam Sports Group, our aviation consultants were surprised by ODOT's letter from 2 weeks ago, which is flatly at odds with the FAA's careful analysis and determinations resulting from well over a year of in-depth work. I don't know. I didn't even know ODOT worried about what was in the air. Did you? I guess they should. They're the Ohio Department of Transportation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, in the air is transportation.
Chris is in West Park. Hi, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Oh, I think this is ironic. So when Jimmy has his first press conference, he's going to do his best Maxwell Smart. He's going to go, missed it by that much. And I have one other question. Don't they fly flagpoles at the top of stadiums? Aren't they going to have to lower the, you know, all the different poles that determine the wind and everything?
Well, Chris, this is weird. Dome, so. They're playing in a dome, so whatever wind is coming off the air conditioner.
Oh, that's true.
It's okay,
that's
Chris. True. All right, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.
I am here for all Maxwell Smart references, though.
Is that funny, though? Like he was in the zone. He was like, man, don't they have to put poles up to figure out the wind? And I'm like, I don't know. How fast will the fans be blowing inside?
Bad news for you. It's an indoor facility. But I like where your head's at.
Let's talk to Mike, the soil expert. Man, this is great. I never realized how smart all of our listeners. Mike, the soil expert, help us, my friend.
What's up, Mike?
All right. So I'll expand upon I'm not going to expand upon flagpoles in an indoor stadium for the previous caller. But I will expand upon the architect conversation earlier.
Yes.
I'll just allude to a couple of things that he didn't touch upon. So he's right. Hopefully they'll find a way to work it out regulation-wise without having the altar. Because I'll be honest, his take on just moving the stadium a little deeper or moving it a little bit, I disagree with that a lot, because understanding the way soil works in different locations, just moving it a few feet one way or another can mean a lot.
Okay.
Now, hopefully they did soil tests and did core tests in other areas, and they already have a second site idea or movement needed. Sometimes they'll do this as a precautionary thing when they're doing the development and the estimation of a cost of a facility, just in case they find something surprising when they get to the excavation point. But let me tell you one thing about going deeper.
Okay.
That would be catastrophic.
Okay,
because
why?
Because the cost would go, because now you have, this is a hole in the ground.
Right.
You have to pump water and groundwater out of this hole no matter what, constantly.
Okay.
So the types of pumps and machines that will be used to run this stuff through it, power outage, through all kinds of other things to protect this thing from flooding, the cost will exponentially explode.
Ooh.
I'm just that's just how this stuff goes. Nothing gets cheaper for any, especially when you go deeper.
Sure.
And there's no thing to say what they're going to find down there that they can't do it there in that point, that they'll have to go to another site. These tests take a lot of time. And one last bit of speculation.
Sure.
I heard potentially that somebody at ODOT who's high up potentially could have something to do with the is related. His name is Billy Bob Ronayne. I think he might have.
All right, Mike. Okay. Only we can find jokes.
Oh, yeah.
About a permit being denied.
Of course we can find jokes about a permit being denied.
That was such a great phone call. And then all of a sudden at the end, I was like, oh,
it was. I mean, it was great stuff. And it's a great point because you kind of worry about that thing of, okay, you're going to start digging and digging and digging. And I didn't think of the water portion of it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good point. But yeah, but come on. Our current stadium is on a lake on garbage.
I mean, it's well-packed garbage.
I don't know. Roger's in Sagamore Hills. Roger.
What's up, Roger?
Home of the Nordonia Knights. What's up, Roger?
Nordonia Knights. Hey.
Hey.
Move the stadium to Sagamore Hills. What a great idea. But
hey, you got room. Let's be honest. Your school district probably has some room there off of Route 8 between Hudson and Nordonia Hills schools. Let's be honest.
Oh, there's plenty of room
and
out
maybe
there.
Maybe
sure.
They could reconvert. Was it Boland Stadium right there when I get off the freeway? Maybe they can make that ready for the Browns.
I just don't think it jives with the character of bucolic Sagamore Hills.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, August 1st, Haslam's lawyers got this information, and the M&D had a press conference, and nothing was mentioned. Well, understandably, because now they have to figure out, okay, what are we going to do here? And how does this affect the overall cost, which they're subsidizing in part, taking taxpayers' money, unclaimed funds, still in the court?
Okay.
Oh,
what's the point? The point is it's a snag.
Well,
okay, thanks, Roger. Gotcha. I'm trying to get you a new stadium there in Nordonia Hills School District. And now you don't need a new one. The one you have right now is gorgeous anyway. I tried. What do we got next year? Let's get back in. I want to talk Ohio State. I've been dying to talk about what's going on with the quarterback situation at Ohio State. Doug LeMaurice, Kings of the North. He's going to join us next. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm very much looking forward to talking to our next guest on the Fan Hotline. He is Doug LaMaurice. He is from Kings of the North. Doug, just to make things clear, I've got a headache now between Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel Sanders, Huntley, Watson, and Ohio State. I thought things were going to be clear, but now I can't even say. Is it Sain or Kleinholz? Tell me, who's the quarterback of this team? Help me.
Yeah, I mean, I still will be surprised if it's not Julian Sain. I think there is some advantage to, not handing anything to the young five-star recruit. I think Ryan Day wants to make sure that, that the guy who gets this earns it. I just think that's what it has to be, for Ohio State to kind of get where they want to go. Now, the one thing that is just, Ryan Day did compare this, when asked to compare this to a past quarterback competition, he compared it to Dwayne Haskins and Joe Burrow. And in this scenario, Julian Sain is Dwayne Haskins and Lincoln Kienholz is Joe Burrow. Burrow and Kienholz, a little more of a threat in the run game, right? Maybe a little more physical. Haskins and Sain, more the pure passer, that kind of thing, right?
Right.
And just like, that's such a complicated thing, because on one hand you say, okay, well, Haskins won that, Sain will win this. And on the other hand, in that scenario, the guy who didn't win the job went on to win the Heisman, the national title, and be the number one pick in the draft. So it's like, is Lincoln Kienholz going to win the Heisman for somebody else? And that's not what he means. But it was just like, it almost like threw a monkey wrench in, because that was such a crazy competition. But I think in the end, it'll be Sain. It might be similar to when C.J. Stroud took over and had kind of a bumpy first month, his first year as a starter, but by the end of the year was a Heisman finalist. But I think that's where they'll settle in the end. But I do think this is real. I don't think this is just for show that it's gone this far.
So as of right now, you think Sain has the step ahead on the other guy?
I'm not going to pretend that I know for sure, right? You just reading tea leaves and try. Now, the other complicating thing in this is, I think, like, given like what you think about Ryan Day, like more of a pure passer, accuracy, reading defenses, computer brain, right? Like that's probably what he wants, but he loved the physicality of Will Howard last year. He loved having that bigger guy that maybe you could run with him when you needed to, right? And so that's more Kienholz. So I do think a shorthand of like Sain's more like C.J. Stroud and Kienholz is more like Will Howard, right? Well, who's a better quarterback, a quote, better quarterback, right? C.J. Stroud. Who'd they win the national title with? Will Howard. So that's a complicating factor too, right? So I'm not going to pretend I know, but I still think it's going to be Julian Sain in the end.
Can you help me with this one too? Bo Jackson, the kid from St. V's up here. St. V's? No, what am I saying? No, from Villa Angela St. Joe, who looked like the Hulk running against, like stick figures when he was in high school. Unbelievable. He lost his black stripe yesterday. First of all, will you explain what that means to everybody? And does this kid have a chance to see some time with, he's behind Peoples and Donaldson, right? You tell me what that running back room looks like.
Yeah, so the black stripe is like a rite of passage that Urban Meyer instituted that they've continued with Ryan Day, that you have a black piece of tape on your helmet, and then when you officially in practice, whether you're a transfer or a true freshman, like when you show that you are truly ready to be a Buckeye, they have a ceremony, you have a big brother, and they take your stripe off. So it's like, it is some indication. The sooner you get it taken off, it's like, all right, this guy's showing something. Like you're probably not going to have a big role if you still got a stripe on your helmet, right? So
right.
It's symbolic, but it does mean something. They like James Peoples, C.J. Donaldson's the transfer from West Virginia. That feels like the 1-2 punch, but I think there's room. I think there's room for a third, right? And the thing you have to remember that, you know, they did a great job balancing Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson last year as a 1-2 punch. But the year before that, they had a rash. They had, you know, they've had years where they had so many injuries in the running back room that, I wouldn't count on Bo Jackson. But the idea that if you're three, could you play a role because maybe something happens briefly or not to one of the first two? Very possible. Very possible, right? So I think be excited, but don't put too much of an expectation on it because I do think they believe they have a top two.
Doug LaMaurice joining us on the Fan Hotline. You can hear him on Kings of the North. Always a fantastic listener and always smarter when I get to talk to Doug or listen to Doug as well. So wide receiver, you, of course, we all know Jeremiah Smith is going to be unbelievable for this team. He's a god amongst mortals. It's unbelievable watching a kid do anything. Carnell Tate there as well. Who else should Buckeye fans keep an eye out for in the wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, can I say Max Clair? Does that make sense? That my co-host Bill Landis and I have talked about this a lot, that Max Clair as a tight end transfer from Purdue, he's not a receiver, but he might be the guy who is best prepared to sort of fill that slot receiver workload that Emeka Ibuka had, right? Which is just who's the guy that you can throw the ball to in the middle of the field, right? Who's the guy who can run an option route? Who's the guy who can find space versus man or zone? Who's the guy who can make a big catch when you need it? And Max Clair, like, they haven't quite, you know, Cade Stover was a really good tight end a couple years ago, but I certainly think Max Clair's in the conversation to be the best tight end in the Big Ten. And maybe one of the best tight ends in the country. And so the receiver room has been so good, I think it's lessened the need to throw the ball to the tight end. But this guy's a dude. And then Mylon Graham is a guy that people should pay attention to as a second-year guy. Brandon Ennis in the slot is a guy that people should pay attention to. But, my guess right now would be that the three leading pass catchers for Ohio State this year will be Smith, Tate, and Clair.
How good is this team? It's just, you look at Jeremiah Smith and you're like, oh, they got one of the best players in all of college football. And then you're trying to figure out the quarterback because, we got to get used to change. And, you get excited about Sonny Styles and Arvo. And there's a lot of guys, Caleb Downs. I mean, like, you get pumped. I think we know the defense maybe a little bit better than we know the offense. But you tell me, what do you think?
So I think they probably have the two best players in college football, which is a great place to start with Jeremiah Smith on offense and Caleb Downs on defense. I don't even know that that's in much dispute
right
now. It's just such an unusual team because, when they won it in 14, they had everybody back in 15. And it was just like such an odd, it's such a different year. Now this is, they win it and they lose so much. But I was thinking about this the other day 2015, that was the year they really lost everybody, like Ezekiel Elliott and Joey Bosa and all those guys. So the next year in 2016, very young defense, and they went out to Oklahoma in week two or three. And really young defense, lots of questions, and they won that game on the road at Oklahoma in a lightning storm. And I can remember standing there talking to young defensive players. Sam Hubbard comes to mind, Tyquan Lewis, guys like that. And they were like, yeah, people doubted us. They didn't know how good we were going to be. And I think that's possible with this defense because not just Caleb Downs, but you mentioned Sonny Styles, Arvell Reese from Glenville. Everyone's high on him at linebacker. They have some edge guys who haven't played but are pretty good. So, Texas might be the best team in the country. Penn State, they're playing like one. They're two or three, and they're also playing one and two, right? They're playing the two other best teams in the country this year in Texas and Penn State. So, we have to remember they won the national title last year, but they went 10-2 in the regular season. So if they go 10-2 in the regular season, that's matching last year. So I think that's very reasonable. Get in the playoffs and have a shot in December. So that's sort of my expectation for this team. Like, how good are they? I don't think they're going to go 12-0, but I'm super interested. And Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs are a great place to start.
All right, Doug, let's go to the Michigan side of things. The sanctions handed down today by the NCAA feels like a real slap on the wrist. Are we looking at this the right way, or is there an actual punishment we're missing?
Yeah, I did read the entire 78-page report just for you guys because I know you're doing a show.
God, you're my hero.
You did not read that entire all 78 pages.
Don't question the man.
Come on. You didn't cliff notes it a little.
Come on, read the report? Oh, man, I love reading reports.
Dude, loves reports
about college football. Like lawsuits and finances, that's why everyone loves college football.
No one gets more excited when the NCAA goes to Congress than Doug.
So true. We did a big series on our Kings of the North channel with five-part series called The 25-Year Winter. That was a five-part narrative podcast about why between 1998 and 2022, the North only won two titles and the South won the rest. And one of the things that we concluded is like the North kind of didn't try hard enough. You know, that the South was win at all costs and the Big Ten and the North were not. What this 78-page report outlines is a win at all costs mentality from Jim Harbaugh. They viewed their own in-house compliance as either a nuisance or the enemy. They didn't care about following the rules. And the NCAA says they did enough to get a two-year postseason ban, but they're basically out of the business of doing that. So they're going to financially penalize them as if it's a two-year postseason ban, but they didn't get it. And they also did enough to get to lose eight scholarships, but they're not going to do it because there's so much changing with roster limits and scholarships. So they're going to financially penalize them as if they got an eight scholarship reduction. So I think that for history tells you they did enough to get a two-year postseason ban and lose eight scholarships. But then the NCAA just didn't give them those penalties. So if you're a Michigan fan, I think you feel good. No postseason ban, no vacated wins. If you're not a Michigan fan, I think you look at it and say, well, the NCAA said they did it and they deserve those penalties that they didn't give them. So is everybody kind of mad? Is everybody kind of happy? Probably, right? I mean, there's a lot of frustration, I think. But, like, they did it, but the NCAA kind of is out of the business of penalizing programs that way. And then you have to have a conversation with yourself. I did a lot of research for that 25-year winter, reading old NCAA infractions reports about the SEC. And the thing you would find is that the SEC didn't care. They broke rules like crazy, which was some indication of like, we're just trying to win, man. We don't care what rules we break. So do you want your program to operate that way or not? Mm. Is it required to operate that way to win at the highest level? Like, it worked. They won. They didn't only win because of that. They had awesome players. They had a bunch of draft picks. They were supremely talented, but they also did this. So I'm out of everyone's yelling at me, right? This kind of thing, you make nobody happy. But the NCAA's conclusion, not my conclusion, not yours, was they did it, and they kind of deserve these big-time penalties, but we didn't give it to them. So do with that what you will. They won it, and now we're on to 2025.
Hmm. Big picture, Big Ten. Penn State the team to beat? Ohio State the team to beat? Oregon, maybe a little still. I don't know. I think it's interesting to see Penn State up there.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. As you view that, is are you a person who just says they haven't done it? James Franklin hasn't won big games, so I'm not going to believe it until I see it. And I understand that line of thinking. They're also more experienced and more talented and have better coaching than they've ever had under James Franklin. So like this is their year, and maybe you lean into that. I do think they've been a very talented team, but when you look at like James Franklin's beaten Ohio State once, right, in a decade. Has Penn State ever been the more talented team in that matchup? Like you know, they had Saquon Barkley, right? They had good players. They had Chris Godwin. They had some really good players. But have they ever been more talented than Ohio State? Probably not. Are they more talented this year, veteran and talented combined? Maybe. So I think it's reasonable to look at Penn State that way. I think I still would not pick them to come into Columbus and win in that regular season game. But just like Ohio State last year didn't beat their rival, won the national championship anyway. I think the idea that Penn State does not beat Ohio State in the regular season and has a great year anyway is very much on the table. And that could include a rematch in the Big Ten title game. So bottom line, three Big Ten teams should make the playoff teams, Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon. And then I think eight Big Ten teams could make the playoff teams, which means in my 20 years of doing this, I think this is the deepest the Big Ten has ever been.
Of the eight, who are you most excited to watch this year?
I do believe in Illinois. I think like they're almost kind of getting overhyped, but like veteran offensive line, veteran quarterback, great secondary, two guys up front who can get after you with the pass rush. And then Washington, like, really good young quarterback. Their offensive line stunk last year. It'll be better. Great running back, great number one receiver. Like, they're a real team. And Ohio State plays both those teams on the road. So, like, in the middle of the year, they're at Washington and at Illinois. So, like, it's a reminder to people that one of those things is like, hey, the Big Ten's deep this year. The Big Ten has more good teams. It's like, I think that's great. Also makes it tougher for teams like Ohio State and Penn State and Oregon, right? So it's just one of those things that I'm not like, you know, for an Ohio State fan, it's like, hey, they could lose one of those games. And it doesn't mean Ohio State's terrible. It means that the rest of the conference is actually kind of rising up. But I think Illinois and Washington are both pretty good.
I thought the crazy story last year was Indiana because I just spent so many years just forgetting about them. Are they real? Is this, I mean, is it real or is it not real? You tell me.
I mean, they smushed together two teams last year in a very unique way that he brought half his team from James Madison and a bunch of impact guys who mattered, and then they kept some good guys from Indiana. They have all Big Ten level players, all JMU guys, on all three levels of the defense still. On the defensive line, at linebacker, and in the secondary. They're real. Their quarterback's better than last year. Curtis Work was awesome last year as a MAC transfer. Fernando Mendoza, transfer from Cal, is probably going to be better. Their running back should be just as good. Their receivers are still good. Right? Offensive line, they're pretty good. Like, I don't think they're going away. I think they can stay with Kurt Cignetti. He's a real dude. I think they'll work the portal really well. I think Indiana can firmly stay in that second tier of the Big Ten. They're not going to be Ohio State, Penn State, or Oregon, but can they stay in this fight with other, like, programs at that level? I think they can, and that includes this year. Illinois, Indiana is a huge game at the end of September to help determine who's going to be maybe that fourth Big Ten team. But yeah, I don't think Indiana was a flash in the pan. I think it was, now their schedule's much tougher. So I think they could be as good of a team and be 9-3 or 8-4 instead of 11-1, but I don't think they're going away.
Just kind of an off the beaten path question. I'm just curious to hear your answer. Is this one of the worst times ever to be a high school senior trying to play big time college football your first year in college? Last year, this year, like it feels like it's a really bad time to be a senior.
We're mostly out of the COVID year. There's a couple like seventh year guys hanging around, but I would say last year was probably the previous 2 years was probably the worst still when there were just dudes, when it was just, I mean, Dylan Gabriel was 6 years in college, right?
Oh, we know.
So, like, that was, so we're kind of at the end of that. We're at the last fumes of the extra COVID year really mattering for guys. And then on the other hand, it's like, I don't know, like, you're getting paid.
No, that's
true. Some money in your pocket, so it's like maybe it's a little harder to get on the field. The portal brings in guys before, you know, teams can fill gaps in the portal without having to promote guys from within, but you're doing it with some money in your pocket thanks to NIL and revenue sharing. So I think there probably were worse times when you were putting your brain and body on the line and not getting paid.
Doug, as always, thank you. Quick prediction, Ohio State, Texas.
I'm going to go with Texas for now, but I would like to see how the quarterback battle shakes out. And they also have some offensive line. Like, they have options on the offensive line. You got to see how those starters shake out. But I'll take Texas for now, but it doesn't mean I don't think Ohio State is going
to
be good.
Kings of the North, my friend. Thank you, Doug. We love talking to you all the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Doug LeMaurice, Kings of the North, right here on Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Browns and the current situation with the Browns trying to give me the update on this for the Browns for Isaiah Bond. So Isaiah Bond, you know, was in trouble. That seems to have gone away. Now, I mean, he still could get suspended by the NFL. So, but now, and then as soon as the story drops that, you know, the legal part of his issues are over, he says, I want to thank the Haslams. I want to thank the Browns. And the Browns are like, we don't really have a deal yet. So I did think it was interesting when we talked to Craig Way that Craig Way was like, he seemed like he knew all this stuff was going on in the background too. And so if this works out and we get through and past all of the things that went sideways for him to get here, the Browns could be picking up a very, very fast wide receiver.
And an incredibly talented wide receiver at that. I mean, you start reading because, I did what everybody else did. The first thing we did is I went and grabbed The Beast by Dane Brugler, and I went and found Isaiah's Bond page and reread it, because I remember watching him at Texas. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, this guy is ridiculously fast, but he doesn't get the ball thrown to him a whole bunch. Why is that? Well, I think Quinn Ewers may have something to do with that. As much as, you know, Ohio State fans would love to point and laugh at Quinn Ewers and, you know, everything that took place with it, I think Quinn Ewers' arm strike may play into that too. But it seems like the Browns are getting a guy who would have been a second rounder, third rounder, possibly bottom first rounder, if it is the case that they end up signing him. They're just going to go through and make sure their due diligence is done first and that, you know, everything is lining up correctly. We'll see. I mean, he's 5'11". He's fast as all get out. He can catch. He's what you wished Anthony Schwartz was. And the questions that come with it is he's only 5'11", kind of a slighter frame. Does, you know, a couple of drop issues in between there every so often. From what I have read, he's not exactly the most interested when it comes to run blocking, but I'm pretty sure Kevin Stefanski could talk him into that one. And by that, I mean you run block or you don't play, because I'm not having tells on my field.
Pretty easy.
Yeah.
So, pretty easy.
We'll see where this goes. Again, nothing is official on this. He said he's coming to the Browns, according to Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com and a plain dealer. The Browns are still doing their research. So or their due diligence. That's the right way to put it.
If you're also looking for more information on, you know, what's going on with Bond, you can always get the latest from Browns training camp and the preseason right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability, as well as on the field action. So you can always subscribe to 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube, and you can do that now. You get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season. In fact, let's kind of go through the quarterback situation, because, you know, tomorrow could be Tyler Huntley day. I mean, we could play the whole game.
Andy, this is a mess. I mean,
is it really a mess? It's a preseason. I mean, you played Joe Flacco yesterday and the day before because you had a joint practice. And I totally get that, and I understand that. I don't probably need to see Flacco, especially if it's not ones against ones. I don't. It doesn't sound like Philly's going to throw a lot of their starters out there.
No, probably not. Usually at the end of those joint practices, you don't see the starters very often.
No, I mean, I'm talking about tomorrow.
Yeah. You don't see the starters very often on joint practice games.
So it's going to be an interesting game. We're going to find out a lot about a lot of guys that might be on the practice squad or guys that are, you know, working super hard to get one of those last couple spots.
It's a mess in that Monday is going to be the pinnacle of either overreaction theater, if we get Dylan Gabriel out there and Dylan Gabriel plays three quarters, and no matter if he plays great or if he plays terrible, it's going to be overreaction theater. Or,
I mean, if he's not 100%, why would you put him out there?
Because you got to get some kind of evaluation for this dude besides practices, right?
No. If you think he has a roster spot, who cares?
Are you just throwing your hands up and saying these games don't matter?
Well, I'm saying that if you think he has a roster spot, obviously doesn't have to be the starter. But if he's got a roster spot, then why would you play him? What is there to gain with a guy that's dealing with a hamstring injury? What is there to gain?
I'm not going to lie. I've hit the point where I'm throwing my hands up and saying these games don't matter. Like, I know everybody's going, no kidding, the score doesn't matter. If some guy kicked a 70-yard field goal, nobody cares. Like, yes, but I think even in the evaluation process for a lot of these guys, I'm starting to think these games really just don't matter. That's where this is sitting. And if Dylan Gabriel comes out and plays really well, it's going to be overreaction theater. If Dylan Gabriel comes out and plays horribly, it's going to be overreaction theater. If he looks mediocre, it's going to be overreaction theater. If he doesn't play at all, this game all of a sudden becomes, when does college start?
Oh, boy, I hope we see Sanders before him, right? That'll be the other line.
Yeah. Like, that's how all of this is going to go on Monday. Like, I'm fascinated to see. I want Dylan Gabriel out there because I would like the fan base to get some baseline knowledge of what's taking place. Not to mention, I've watched four quarters of Tyler Huntley. I'm good. I don't need to do that again.
Mike Sando from The Athletic. He's got quarterback tears out. Boy, I don't think we want to know where the Browns sit on this one. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.